Mandela Barnes touts endorsement from far-left Wisconsin State Representative Supreme Moro Mokunde. By Wendell Hasebo on September 1, 2022. Wisconsin Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate Mandela Barnes has touted an endorsement from far-left Wisconsin State Representative Supreme Moro Mokunde. Mokunde, who posted on Instagram in 2015 about attending Garvey Fest in Milwaukee, the theme of which was Ready for the Revolution, posted on Instagram last year praising Assata Shakur, a convicted cop killer who fled to Cuba and has been applauded by Black Lives Matter. Mokunde suggested everyone read Shakur's autobiography and offered free copies of Shakur's book to his followers. Barnes is using Mokunde's endorsement as a campaign boost against Senator Ron Johnson, RY, who has been a strong leader in the Senate against the Biden family business schemes. "I'm proud of the statewide coalition we've built, and I'm grateful to have the support of so many leaders from across Wisconsin," Barnes said in a press release that named Mokunde as one of his endorsers. "As I've gone around the state, I've heard from leaders and voters who are tired of representatives in D.C. that put corporate special interests ahead of our communities. And that's why folks have been so excited about our campaign." Mokunde's post on Instagram in 2015 about attending the Garvey Fest is not by accident. The Garvey Fest is sponsored by Africans on the Move and the All African People's Revolutionary Party, an organization that calls for the total liberation and unification of Africa under an all-African socialist government, which they call the primary objective of all Black revolutionaries throughout the world. Mokunde and Barnes have been close political allies for years and worked closely together before Barnes entered the Senate race against Johnson. Mokunde, like Barnes, was endorsed in his race for state assembly by socialist Bernie Sanders, IVT. Barnes is one of the most radical Senate candidates in the 2022 cycle. Barnes has objected to felons losing the right to vote and has supported the Green New Deal. He has also pushed for abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, defunding overbloated police departments, ending cash bail, permitting driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, and giving in-state college tuition to illegal immigrants. He favors an entirely government-run healthcare system, canceling the Senate filibuster, and packing the Supreme Court. Polling shows Barnes has a slight 2-point lead over Johnson, a gap that has been closing in recent weeks. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.